T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. I wanted to hold Michael Calhoun, if he's still there, for a moment, because he's watching this one feed from Fox 2. Michael, I don't know if you saw this, and if you're still there, we're watching at the fresh image, at least that's what the sign says. They preemptively boarded the windows up, but that didn't stop the looters. One of them busted through one of the boards. And I got to tell you, this is so strange because 40 yards away, there's two cop cars parked. They're not trying to interfere with the looting. And as you see, I'm guessing this is on Tucker. There's a red car that pulled up, literally parked right in the street, ran out and said, oh, look, I guess we're looting this now, and went in, grabbed something and went out. Are you watching this?
Yeah, I see it right now. There's the red car with the headlights on. Somebody's running down the sidewalk now with their arms full. One, two, three, right four, five, seven.
It's actually the one behind
people, and they're just milling on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
There are two cars.
It's the one behind
well, we
it
saw
that pulled
in
up.
Some other cities. We saw in some other cities reports, for instance, I think Minneapolis, that some had rented U-Hauls or had trucks that they planned ahead and were able to pull up. And then when the looting began, they had all the space in the world to put their loot and get away. Looks like somebody just ran out of the store through the broken glass up to that red car, passed a package through the window, and then turned around and ran back into the Fresh Image store, which looks like it's, I wouldn't say a footwear-only store. They've got hats, they've got T-shirts, a fashionable place, probably empty shelves by this point. Again, this is on Tucker, just north of Washington Avenue, just about, it's in the Globe building, which is right next to the former Post-Dispatch building, and across the street from the Shell station, which has its windows boarded up and some people on its parking lot. So it seems like Washington Avenue and Tucker Boulevard is the intersection right now to watch, Ryan. And again, police had been just over on Washington Avenue itself, but they don't have the manpower, I wouldn't think, on Tucker, from what I see from this Channel 2 chopper shot. They don't have the manpower at this point, just a couple of police cars, to get out and do something with this crowd of a dozen to 20 people. So wondering if they're going to start to move the line from Washington Avenue over to Tucker. Because this
doesn't
is just
continuing. Something?
They keep going, they're going in and out of the store, too, multiple trips.
Doesn't that say something about the mentality of the looter? We're talking 40 yards away. There's two police officers in uniform, in their police car, sirens, and not sirens, but the lights are going off, and doesn't even deter them one bit. It's just they're going to go about their looting ways, and it doesn't stop them. In fact, there's more of them that just come in, park in the middle of the street. You see all these cars that are just parked on the street, and they're just hopping out, going in. And then, of course, it attracts more people
it's
when they see that they can get away
Ryan.
With it. It's curbside service.
It's part of COVID-19.
After the pandemic, they got accustomed to curbside service. So it's curbside looting. Oh, come on. I hope this doesn't result in a fire, because this is exactly how the 7-Eleven started. And this is a huge building in a large location. So you don't know the intention.
And it's
in
a
the
building that's filled with
this.
Computer servers, too. The ground floor is retail, but the rest of it is a technology building.
Yeah. All right. Michael Calhoun, thank you very much.
I don't know how easy that would burn, and I would think they'd have pretty good fire suppression in there. So hopefully this building doesn't go up. But earlier there was a police line near the giant cavernous beautiful but abandoned Butler Brothers building at 17th and Olive. Man, if that thing went up in flames. Luckily it didn't, and it seemed like the dispersion happened in that area. But if a building was going to go up, that one would not be the one. Hopefully the Globe building, it's just limited to some broken glass and some looting. But man, you were talking about how shameless some of this is. There was a great piece of video from CBS, I think it was Jonathan Vigliotti, national correspondent in Santa Monica, maybe, California, outside of a Patagonia, and people just running out with the surfboards. One guy running out with a surfboard in one hand and clothes in the other hand, jumping on the back of a motorbike. And the CBS correspondent is like, are you a surfer or do you care about the cause at hand?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? And he just drove away on the motorbike with the surfboard under his arm.
What,
so
what about Santa Monica? The one where they busted into that Cheesecake Factory and the lady took the full tray of cheesecake out like she was a waitress. Now, let's go back to this one fresh image. You see them. You think they're actually trying to find their size, or are they just grabbing whatever they can? Oh, they're running out quickly. That's not a good sign, because that's exactly what happened to 7-Eleven as soon as they ran out quick.
Like six or seven in a row. Yeah, maybe they tried to set a fire and they're trying to get out of there quickly. That is just speculation. I do not see that on the screen.
Is that a police dog?
I think that is a police dog.
Oh, okay.
Because the man is wearing a blue shirt. Yeah, it's a police officer.
All right, so that dog is not having it. So the police officer with the dog is standing right
into this
open...
Oh, there's somebody who just jumped out, and the dog's barking at him. The dog is at the end of his leash.
Yep, well, basically the police officer is saying, all right, you get out now or the dog's coming in and finding you, and that's the last warning for anyone that's still inside that building. This is the best thing you can do to try to protect this from going up in flames. Why else can't you do that? And right now they're giving them every bit of leeway, and okay, more police officers now getting down to the scene. You see a lot of them showing up, so they
got
there
a
lot faster.
We've got a bunch of them on bicycles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on bicycles.
Yeah. Oh boy, look at the people jumping out now. You got to imagine they feel disappointed they weren't able to grab everything, like it's a supermarket sweep, and anything that they could pull out was theirs, because at this point the police aren't stopping any of the looters. They're just trying to get them out of the area now, and you can see the officer with the dog saying, just get out, get out. This dog wants a piece of them, but luckily they're not confronting them in a violent way at this point. It's just trying to get them out of the situation. Well, a good thing that police are showing up here. Wow. All right, now they're getting out of the car. You see some of the officers there too. They're not arresting anyone. I don't see them taking anyone into custody at this point. Do you?
No, in fact, I've seen people walk out of the store and be able to walk away. I think right now they're really concerned with securing the scene and making sure that there's not any further damage, because broken windows and lost merchandise, that's one thing, but a fire in the building, as we just saw with the total loss of the 7-Eleven at 17th and Pine, a brilliant fire, bright orange, the embers flying into the air as portions of the building collapsed. You don't want that to happen, so I imagine that's priority number one.
Yeah, and police are now going inside of the building.
Police officers looks like they're now jumping in, yeah.
Yeah, and then with the dog first, so I think that's going to be used. Oh, there's another, is that another dog? Maybe, it looks like they have another one on location, so they're checking it out. All right, Michael Calhoun, we'll get another update from you in about 10, 15 minutes from now, and we'll see how this plays out at that fresh image, which is right there on Tucker in Washington. A lot of police showing up there. I wanted to go to Daniel real quick, who's been holding on. And Daniel, it sounds like you were downtown tonight.
Yeah, I was actually standing on the northeast corner at Soldiers Memorial. They have an electric car charging station there. I was talking to a lady who was holding a sign that said Black Lives Matter. And just as I was talking to her, this was just before sundown, I looked across the park. Because what the general public needs to understand that may not be being stated publicly enough is the earlier protests and marchers, the peaceful people, which were several hundred, I don't know, between 500 to 800, 1,000 or more people. They had left the area. I was talking to a lady who was a coordinator within a small group, peaceful protesters. Those people had left. Now, all of a sudden, coming through the parks where Tent City was by City Hall, right there at Tucker and Soldiers Memorial, I see a group, probably 50, 80, 100 or more people all of a sudden who were marching. But then a large group came running. I started try to record a video, but then the lead group, whoever they were, that were not part of the peaceful protesters, they actually started jumping on the tops and running across cars. My car's a few hundred or maybe 50 yards away at Soldiers Memorial. I retreated, went back to leave the area. And this was just two blocks east of 7-Eleven. And the sun was going down, and I wanted to get out before dark. I was a sergeant in an aerosol Blackhawk unit, and I was trained in recon. But the one of the main reasons I was there, I have within three blocks of Soldiers Memorial, probably four or five friends of mine. Some live in the high-rise buildings right there a block from 7-Eleven that burn. And a friend of mine texted me, his son, his name is Kevin, please pray for him. He is a firefighter who was at the 7-Eleven location trying to put it out. And so, you know, what we need in St. Louis, you know, there's not a single political solution to this. We need people of faith to pray. We need law enforcement and clergy, people of faith to come together. Because ironically, 1411 Locust had a free store that would give donations from the public. It was closed. And we just need a new spirit of hope in our city. I'm a resident. I worked here. I'm self-quarantined now because my oldest brother's a nurse. He's actually had a patient die of coronavirus. And he's 66, 40-plus years as a nurse, and God bless him. Please pray for him. His name is Thomas. He's still working, trying to help people survive this pandemic. He could have retired, but he refuses to quit. So we just need people like that, people of faith and people, good people, the peaceful protesters. I don't know. None of us have a singular answer, but we do. We are all in this together. We're either going to succeed and overcome this, come back from it, or we're all going down together with it. So I just hope for the best for my city. I love St. Louis. I was born here. And I wish all those who are well that are out there, pray for their safety and pray for peace of our city and a new spirit.
Thank you, Daniel, for that. I really appreciate your call.
God bless you. I appreciate your show.
Thank you. It gives us some insight of what it was like down on the street. And it's interesting that you mentioned jumping on the cars because we actually witnessed some of that too. Now, we're still watching the live feed, fresh looting at Fresh Image. I don't know why I had to use the word fresh, but it looks like the police now have that area under control. There's no more looters. They got there pretty quick. But that's what you saw immediately at Tucker and Washington. I'm guessing we're looking at Tucker. Storefront has already been boarded up, but someone got through the board to get there. I know we're running really late on a break, so let's take that right now, and we'll give you an update right after it on Overnight America KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
All right, and welcome back to Overnight America, live with you tonight in St. Louis, Missouri, where we have seen some protests turn violent and at least some looting. One 7-Eleven set on fire. The most recent one was at Tucker and Washington. There was a building there with the sign Fresh Image. They looks like they prepared for looting or protesting, and they boarded up their windows, but that didn't seem to stop them. Someone busted through the board, went in, and was stealing what looked like a bunch of clothes. Well, police got there pretty quickly. Immediately, they were on the scene, and it just goes to show you how brazen these looters can be, because 40 yards away, you have about two police cars with the lights on, and it didn't deter any of the looters. They continued to go in. There were people that were parking their car on Tucker, getting out, hopping in real quick as if they were just saying, oh, I'll just be a minute, and then they go back out and leave. Well, eventually the police got there as fast as they could. And I'll tell you one thing, they brought the canine units out, not to use them, but to say, hey, we could use tear gas, but a barking dog is a pretty good deterrent as well. And that got them out of the building. It looks like police got them out of there pretty quick before anything worse could happen there. Let's take a couple of your calls. And Larry, who's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America, Larry.
You know, I'm watching the same thing you're watching on Fox. And I have a different opinion of the whole thing. You know, you get them out of the building, they run away, they don't get apprehended. What are they going to do tomorrow night? You think they're going to look for a job tomorrow? What do you think? What do you think their job's going to be tomorrow night?
Well,
it's going to be the exact same thing, isn't it? You know what the problem here is? if you look at where all of this stuff's going on, these in the blue states, blue governors, blue mayors, they've got these police standing down. They're not arresting anybody. These cockroaches are going to be doing this night after night after night. How's this? How are we going to put an end to this?
Yeah, and you know, that's an interesting point, because is this just really allowing them to have the pattern of loot and get away with it if that's what the order is? Because they're wise to it. Honestly, 40 yards away, there were officers with the lights on, and they continued to loot knowing nothing would be done about it. So I think they understand they have an upper hand when it comes to this. And it's not civil.
Two cars were sitting right there. You know, it's great to save the building. I'm all for that. I feel sorry for these people that are trying to make a living because of the virus that's really put a dampering on a lot of things. But you watch the, if you've got it on TV now, there's probably 25, 30 guys going in that building. Not one.
Which one are you looking at?
On channel two.
Yeah, this is the replay from before
right,
the police
exactly.
showed up there. Yeah, so, yeah, so, but there was a
so
lot.
Then, and it, so then, so after they all leave, then we've got it all secured with about 50 police officers standing in front. Well, by then, you're saving the building, but you're not going to save tomorrow night because you're not apprehending anybody.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Larry, thank you very much for your call. It's good to hear from you tonight. Yeah, part of the problem that we run into is that, is it, because what happens, even if they were to apprehend someone, is it a catch-and-release situation? Are they going to hold them in jail? Are they just going to get them, their name on the record? And then you have the different groups that'll pay for their bail because they'll be looked at. You know, the looters and the ones get mixed in with those that may be peacefully protesting, and somehow they're looked at as a martyr or a victim for looting because they don't necessarily know the circumstances behind them getting arrested. They just see it as part of a protest, as something bigger. Yeah, I guess I would like to figure out, maybe after all of what we've been through, they realize that in the end, is it really worth grabbing someone and arresting them? Is it actually better to not do it, and though that you get these looters away and get away with it with no repercussion, in the grand scheme of things, is it easier for the city to just deal with that? I don't know. There's got to be some rationale with it. You don't have to like it. It's not a good way to handle it, obviously. We're going to take a look at your weather, and we're going to check in nationally what's going on with the latest in the protest across the country, and Michael Calhoun will update us with everything else going on around the city. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KMOX News Time is 11:36. We're looking at debris that's burning in the middle of the street via the Channel 2 chopper that's near the 7-Eleven fire from earlier. And we also just described to you in the last half hour some looting that occurred on Tucker Boulevard near Washington Avenue. Now we understand that we've got more breaking news. Let's go live to Maria Kina.
Yeah, Michael, police responding now, and the EMS is staging for a shooting at 17th and Lucas. And just a little bit more information on that fire that you're talking about in 15th and Olive. Firefighters were staging at 18th and Olive, and they have just gotten the go order now to go in there and disregard the staging that came from the chief. So they're going in there to put out that fire, because that fire, it's in the middle of the street, but it is getting larger, Michael.
All right, and looking at a bunch of people running, scattering, it looks like in the area of that 7-Eleven near that cluster of apartment high-rises that are of similar design in that area. It's downtown west the western end of downtown. So we'll continue to monitor and bring you the latest. KMOX News time is 11:37.
And thank you very much, Michael Calhoun. Yeah, we're probably watching some of this, too, and watching the Sky Fox, because Fox is still covering some of the different things going on downtown. This is so strange to watch a live video of two different trash fires in the middle of the street and cars driving by them as if there is nothing going on. They're not even treating them like they would be a stalled vehicle. It is just like, I'm just going to go by this. I'll just go around it, almost like you would see flooding or maybe a backup of water. They're just going to try to go around it real quick, and then no big deal. They're past the fire, and that's that. And there's two of them very close to each other that they're dealing with, and interesting to see that there was a reported shooting as well. We're going to continue to monitor this for a while, and I thank you all who have been messaging in. You can call in, too, if you want, at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Michael, I don't know if you're still standing by there or not, if you're still around, but maybe I might have missed my opportunity with that. That's okay, though. Let's go to Eddie. Oh, Michael's there. Okay, Michael, hi. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I was ramping too long. I thought I might have lost you. So you're probably watching this, too. You see these different fires in the street, and people are just driving around it like it's no big deal. And I don't know, from the things that they mentioned before with that 7-Eleven, it was so difficult to get through the protesters that it stopped the firefighters from getting there quick enough. Now, with these fires just going, it looks like it's more trash fires, someone putting the pallets or the mattresses in the middle of the road. And this means that I don't know how long this is going to last. Does it just mean this is an indication that we're not done with the night?
Well, I would say that it's a positive sign from my perspective as I look for different attributes to evaluate whether it's going to be a long night or, you know, what the tenor of the night is. And the fact that we're looking at pallets and old mattresses that are on fire in the middle of the street, as opposed to another building besides the 7-Eleven that's on fire, or as opposed to cars or police cars on fire, like we've seen in other cities. I would say that's a positive sign at this point. It's not ideal, obviously, fires being set in the public sphere like that. But and actually, as we try to get the very latest information on these fires, too, Maria Kina joins us again, and she's been following this. And Maria, we're talking about what street are, when we look at this chopper shot, what street are these fires on, Maria?
This is on Olive at 15th Street, and it's two fires right in the middle of the street. And the firefighters, what they've been trying to do, as we reported earlier, they haven't been able to get to these fires out of fear for their safety, for one reason, and also in other areas when the protesters were larger, such as during the time when the fires went off at 17th and Pine, they couldn't get past the protesters. So what's happened now is they're telling the firefighters to stage before they go into these situations. And there was an order that went out, go ahead and go in there and try and get them out. But I see where firefighters are holding back at this point, because you have a small group of protesters off to the side. It looks like they're a little bit maybe north of where the fires are, on a parking lot. And that's why I think the firefighters are holding back at this point, because we have had reports, according to firefighters, of shots being fired at them. So this isn't like they're just going into a regular situation to fight a fire. Michael?
Reports of shots being fired as firefighters try to make their way. Not police officers, not state patrol troopers, not National Guardsmen and women, but as firefighters try to make their way in to simply put out the flames.
Michael, are you seeing this on Fox 2? It looks like in that parking lot, they're actually trying to build
stuff
another
up.
Fire. Yeah, so they got like the pallets, and they got some spare wood. It looks like they're grabbing from behind the chain link fence, like a construction site. Now they're actually putting it together almost like you would a campfire, trying to stack the logs in a way that's almost like a teepee. You know, so essentially they're piling all of this together. They're just grabbing whatever is around them. And I got to assume that it's in a matter of a couple of minutes, they're going to try to light this thing.
Yeah, Maria, and we don't see any firefighters in this area.
Mm. No, they have not. They held them back. They were staging at 18th and Pine. So they're a few blocks west of where those fires are. And these agitators, when you see them on the scene there, they scatter once they start to see the police come in. But they're pretty brazen and do not back off even when they see the firefighters. And, Michael, you certainly were covered enough of Ferguson. This that we're seeing this time around, this is something.
There's some guy on a bird scooter. I just have to point that out. Sorry to break your train of thought, but there was a dude on a bird scooter in the corner of the screen. Continue.
They also had somebody on a scooter when they had the police line going that was really trying to agitate the police and revving their engines really, really loud. So that scooter, I think he's been out there for a while. But something that we're seeing with this protest, these demonstrations, is the use of fireworks, which you did not see during the Ferguson riots. And that's how a lot of these fires are being started. Ooh. When they come around, these agitators.
There's another fire. They're getting a different perspective from that alleyway right behind that parking lot we've been monitoring.
That's a building. That's a fire in a building that's got scaffolding. It looks like it's a brick building with scaffolding on the outside.
There's the parking lot.
A large ladder up the side, too. So it looks to be a building under construction in addition to the pile of debris in the parking lot, which we were just describing, some pallets and a bunch of other random assorted items, a lot of plywood. What they do is they pry the plywood off of these buildings and then use it to accelerate the fire. They did that with the police station in Minneapolis.
Doesn't that look like doesn't that look residential when they go to the other side? It almost looks like what would be an apartment building.
Yeah, downtown is an area where even some of the commercial buildings have residential within them. It's very mixed use. And this area right here.
Oh, there's shutters on those windows. Man,
yeah.
I mean, that is a building that there could be people inside right now sleeping. And they have no idea that they set a fire right outside. Oh,
yeah, luckily,
no.
Luckily, I don't see, besides the fire in the street, I don't see any flames from any building specifically as it's zoomed out. The dangerous thing, though, is that firefighters can't get into this area, Maria, and so there we go. It's glowing inside of the Campbell House Museum is on fire.
Oh no. Yeah, it looks like it could be under control if the firefighters can get there quickly, because it hasn't really spread all that much. They're nowhere near at this point. And it's right at the bottom of the scaffold. It looks like they're extending the building some, and you can see all the rafters and scaffolding there, and it looks like it's at least contained on the outside of that point, but let's hope it's not spreading on the inside. This is hard to watch.
1,500 locusts. The call is just going out now for the firefighters to respond to the scene.
And there's still a lot of people in that parking lot. A lot of them, I'm guessing, were there when they started the fire. And there
they won't disperse until they see the police arrive on the scene. And the police are they're tied up over on Tucker, because they, up and down Tucker from all the way, practically from Market all the way to Cole Street and Convention Plaza, that's where they were.
And the Campbell House Museum just broke ground late last year on an almost $2 million expansion, including a new accessible entrance, two education spaces, a gift shop, and a lobby with an elevator that allow visitors to tour the historic period house museum without stairs. And so, given that we see scaffolding outside of a brick structure that looks new next to a historic structure, it looks as if there is a fire inside of the addition that's being built to the Campbell House Museum, as the two fires of debris in the middle of Olive continue to burn.
Yeah, and I just saw this very quickly in part of the scaffolding. When it was right when the Sky Fox went around to the side of the building, it looked like there were three people there that were still trying to throw things on top of the fire as if they're trying to make it larger. So there's absolutely agitators there trying to make sure this thing spreads even further. This is just sad to see.
And Maria, any insight as to whether they're trying to get authorities in there to, they want to secure the scene before they bring the firefighters in?
Hold on 1 second.
I think Maria is listening to some information right now. Meantime, the parking lot near the Campbell House Museum has a group of people in it, and many of them are on the Bird electric battery scooters, it looks like. I see the headlights on them, and people just kind of whizzing around, a lot of other people on foot. I say a lot, maybe a dozen people total in this parking lot, because the numbers have both dwindled and the people have scattered. I see somebody running away from the construction site of the Campbell House Museum. They're on the inside of the... Did they run into the construction trailer now?
Yeah, it looked like they grabbed some trash out of a dumpster, and now they're moving it in between those two trailers that are there for the construction.
So they're looking
exactly
for
accelerant. You think that's what they're doing? Because it looks like giant black bags, you know.
Yeah, it's trash.
Something
that,
definitely
then.
In the trash.
So, Michael, Ryan, I can tell you that the firefighters are trying to get to the scene right now.
Well, I can see the lights of some police reflecting off of the building, so they got to be at least close.
Yeah, they are. They're just they're trying to get a line of sight on this as they come in, according to what they're saying right now.
That fire has definitely grown.
And Maria, firefighters stayed in the downtown area, at least even if they haven't been able to get into specific hot spots within downtown. Are they still in the vicinity, or have they had to pull back?
Well, they've had so many calls that they've been responding to since about 9 o'clock tonight. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Firefighters, they have now spotted it. So that's good news, because the firefighters know where the fire is. So hopefully they'll get there in a reasonable amount of time. But, you know, you've got the firehouse there over Tucker and Clark across from the old police headquarters. So, but that whole house there has been responding to fires throughout the city and in other areas. A lot of it was confined to the downtown area, but there were other fires as well in North St. Louis. So while they're trying to keep an eye on the downtown area, and I think they're staging a certain crew, or certain crews, I should say, it's been challenging.
Wow. It's hard. It's hard to turn away and know that this is happening and the firefighters aren't there, can't get to it, that there's no police in the area to stop the people from throwing more accelerants onto it. And you can just see it grow through the scaffolding, and now you're starting to see some lights come through. And okay, it looks like the firefighters are now there. It looks like at least
spotlights.
A couple of initial ones. Yeah, and they're showing up. Doesn't look like they have any hoses with them, but they do have a couple of their axes.
No, they've got their
helmets.
I think it's a pile of debris. I don't know that the fire's gotten inside of the building yet. I think it's outside. But yeah, firefighters with their heavy coats, the fluorescent stripes, and their helmets have gone through the fence, walked up to the side of the Campbell House Museum. Some of them are now walking back, I think, to the truck. But firefighters are now on the scene. It was a challenge, though, for them.
Michael, the firefighters are having rocks thrown at them right now from the other side. So what you're seeing there where the fire is from the other side, as the firefighters have arrived on the scene, rocks are being thrown at them.
Maybe that's why we just saw some of them retreat. There are still some nearby, but many of them walked back, I think, in the direction of the fire truck. I wonder if that was why.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, the fact that this is in the construction site, in the scaffolding there, it doesn't appear that it's making its way into the building, which is certainly good news with such a historic building. But at this point, this is why they've been staging the firefighters, and this is why they have not gone into the situations. And obviously, that's intentional, that they're holding the firefighters back, because they know what they're going to have to deal with when they go in there, and the protesters, the agitators know that.
They're not that far behind. I can see the firefighters somewhat around in the alleyway. It looks like they may be going back to their truck, but...
Okay, they've got gunfire again. Firefighters have gunfire again. He says, we're going to need some protection. We're talking about at the Campbell Mansion.
Now, there's a police car on the other side of the street there.
Gunfire in the area and the rocks.
There's still a lot of people in the parking lot where they set that one trash fire, and it's just kind of adjacent, not that far away from the Campbell House. And, yeah, the Razor scooters are still there, and people are still moving around freely in that parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's just a chain-link fence which separates the people who are in that parking lot, zipping around in circles in their scooters, and then a chain link fence, and then the fire at the Campbell House Museum, and the firefighters who keep walking up from behind the building along the side. And as Maria's hearing, they keep coming under assault. We assume from this roving group of agitators circling, like sharks in this parking lot.
Yeah, you can see them right now. The Fox Sky View is showing them throwing the rocks. You can see them picking it up and throwing debris.
Yeah, this is just a very volatile situation.
Oh, it looks like the fire might be out now, though.
Yeah, the orange is gone. It looks like the flames are gone.
Yeah, because you've got
firefighters are looking
here.
Around
you have
with
a
their
couple
flashlights.
Of fire. Yeah.
Under assault there, the firefighters. And normally in the past, you would think the firefighters get a free pass to do their job, but not anymore. You know, there's all kinds of people in that parking lot that would be very easy to go talk to. The people that would, you think the police would look at as some prime suspects, but at this time, they just, I guess, don't feel safe going into it, or they don't have the personnel.
Well, if there's active gunfire.
Ryan, yeah. I'm sorry, Michael.
Maria.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, go ahead, Maria.
As we saw with the looters going into the business on Tucker, the police were just letting them walk out. When the police arrived on the scene, they were letting them walk out. Now, there were some reports indication that maybe they had made some arrests, but it certainly didn't look like they were making arrests. But no sooner than they leave one area, they go to another area. When all the police converge on that area that they've looted or set fire to, then they move on to another area. So it's kind of like whack-a-mole trying to catch up with these agitators.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get to the very latest with CBS News. We'll get another news update with Michael Calhoun coming up in just a few minutes. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.